This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me just give you a couple of video. There's a video site that we use to gather videos. And let me just give you the titles that are put on this site. So there's a lady named Asha Raghapa on the Russia probe. Why the constant lies and lack of transparency? And what are they referring to? They're referring to Michael Cohen was supposedly told by Trump to lie to Congress about him promoting himself and his brand. That's number one. Okay, here's Jimmy Kimmel. Allowing Giuliani on TV is a sure sign the Trump administration is screwed up. Now, this is a late night comic talking about a guy as accomplished as Giuliani, and he's using him as fodder for his jokes, saying that the Trump administration is screwed up. The guy who made New York safe again, Rudy Giuliani, at the time, the mayor of New York. I mean, this is just crazy stuff, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. To listen to the left, it just blows my mind. Here's Colbert. If you hang out at Trump Tower long enough, you'll end up riding the elevator with a felon. Okay? See, that's the narrative that the left has to put out there is that if you're hanging around with Republicans or you're hanging around with Trump, you're a felon. Here's Trevor Noah. Definitely there's no collusion between Giuliani's brain and his mouth. Okay, because he's got to make Giuliani look stupid. This is a comic from South Africa. He can't even make a living in his own country. Comes to America, makes a living, and then slams our people. Just give you an idea. We'll play this clip. Schiff. Trump, he's acting like he's in the fifth grade. Here's another one. Representative Dan Kildee on Trump's letter to Pelosi. He's acting like a man baby. These are both on MSNBC, by the way. Pelosi. We'll play this clip. The wall is a luxury the country can no longer afford. Jim Acosta, childish Trump, cancels Speaker Pelosi's trip abroad due to shutdown. Omar on saying Israel hypnotized the world. I don't know how my comments would be offensive to Jews. I mean, I could go on. There's nothing on here that speaks to anything that we talk about. And by the way, this site is supposedly run by a conservative. I remember when the guy set it up, he told me, Kevin, I want you on the site, man. We're going to put the news out. Now, look, he's putting things out the way that they're presented, so I'm not blaming him necessarily. What I'm saying is we don't counter this stuff at all. KJRadio.com is where you can get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. That's about to change, I'm telling you right now. Here's another one. Chris Matthews really hopes Cohen will dish on other Trump affairs. Representative Omar, lots of Americans agree with me that Trump is blackmailing Senator Graham over his homosexuality. This is the crazy stuff that's out there, folks. I'm just that's not even a small fraction of it's so voluminous it's difficult to even tell you what we want to talk about on any given day. Wow, it blows my mind, seriously, because it just goes to show me how little control we have. And here's how we control the narrative. We have to get millions of grassroots reporters, people like, you know, just the ordinary Joes, you and me. And we form a collective. And that collective is pushing the news out there. We're reporting on everything. I don't know if you guys saw this story. I'm going to talk about this. A black assistant professor at the University of Georgia says some white people need to die. In order for the black struggle to progress, some of you must die. I'm talking about die horrible deaths. You must be killed off. And I'm going to be at the University of Georgia at some point meeting with the chancellor to ask him, is this what you want? Teaching at your schools, we're going to be going around the country asking these chancellors very simple question. Do you want racists at your school? Unbelievable. Democrats turned down an invitation to the White House. They turned it down. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the leadership turned it down. Nancy Pelosi smiles every time she talks about a new person heading up a department that's headed by a Democrat. But she doesn't want to negotiate with the president. You want to know why? Because she cannot win. And she can't let him win. And here's what you need to understand about Democrats, folks. They aren't looking for solution. So any solutions to any problems, they're looking for political currency. That's it. All their moves are meant to empower them, their party, not the people. As you look at politics, I want you to consider that. Ask this question of your leftist friends. What are the motives of your party? What could the motive possibly be for you not to meet with the president and hash it out? They talk about reaching across the aisle, understanding each other's points of view, etc. They talk about tolerance. They talk about all these different things. What? Why wouldn't you have this discussion? A better question is, why would you have people that caucus with you, as Pelosi likes to say, and they've all said, we need a wall. We need border security, and it begins with a wall. And why is it you don't want to meet with the man who only wants $5.7 billion for the wall? Why? You know the answer. As I said earlier, Democrats aren't looking for solutions. They're looking for political currency. They're looking at the wall as how can we possibly get something out of this. They don't care about people dying. They don't care about your jobs. They don't care about crime. They don't care about any of that stuff. You can talk about that. You want to talk about human trafficking. You want to talk about drugs coming into the country and overdoses and opioids and all this other. Man, please. Democrats could not care less. Oh, they'll pretend. But they don't care. They all know that the wall, that barrier, is going to stop, in large degree, and it's proven, it's going to stop bad things from happening in this country. They do not care. So as I said, ask any question. Look, I'm giving you a hint on how you can defeat any liberal in any argument, any debate, is ask a simple question. Let me just ask you this. Why would they do that? What is the motive of them doing that? It's a simple question to ask about the wall. It's $5.7 billion. Look at our budget. Look at what we look at, what we decide we're going to spend our money on. Take $5.7 billion out. By the time you say it, we've actually spent it. So why is it that this is where the Democrats draw their line? I know the answer. I've already talked about it. You people that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you heard me tell you many, many times, the Democrats rely on illegal immigration for money, for chaos, for votes, and a host of other things. They need all the things that would, all the problems that come from illegal immigration are the things that Democrats thrive on. They love it. And when you understand that, you understand why they fight so hard for it. They were never going to get it done with Obama. It was lip service. Now they're being forced to get it done, and they're mad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We now have an actual humanitarian crisis on the border that only underscores the need to drop the politics and fix our immigration system once and for all. In recent weeks, we've seen a surge of unaccompanied children arrive at the border, brought here and to other countries by smugglers and traffickers. The journey is unbelievably dangerous for these kids. The children who are fortunate enough to survive it will be taken care of while they go through the legal process, but in most cases that process will lead to them being sent back home. I've sent a clear message to parents in these countries not to put their kids through this.
That was Barack Obama in 2014 on the border crisis. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about the shutdown, talking about border security, talking about resolve, talking about why you get behind something. What stirs the emotions in you that says, I want to back this. I want to do this or that. And we have a peculiar leader, somebody that probably most people didn't really realize could lead the way that he leads, and the fact that President Trump is indeed that leader. not the most eloquent of people, nor is Kevin Jackson, the radio host. But he still gets it done. And I always come back to that. I come back to, look, I'd love for this guy to have the poise of Ronald Reagan when he speaks and the ability to get people and, the, you know, use that little, well, you know, comedic, you know, boom, and then get you, right? He doesn't have that. But he has something very different. He has a level of resolve, a level of, I know the direction we need to go. And I'm just telling you, there's nothing better than that. If you're going to follow a leader, it's not even always that he has to be right. It's that he has to be committed. There's a thing in the military called a suicide mission. And they'll say, taking this bridge, you know, blowing up this bridge is so important, or taking this hill is so important. We must do it. And it's a suicide mission. I mean, because it's almost impossible. You have everything against you, but you got to do it. And there are people in the military who go, I'll go. And you think, it's really silly. How can a leader convince people that you may go to your death? Because it's important. It's that important. And there are people who get it. And see, what the Democrats are doing is they're saying, yeah, we realize it's important, but we're not willing to die on that hill. And Donald Trump says, I'll die on that hill. See, I understand it. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that goes, we got to do this? Well, let's do it. I don't know if you guys watch these TV shows like Heroes of This or whatever, or you watch somebody get a Medal of Honor pinned on them. You know why it's such an honor? Because there's so few people who have the resolve, who say, I'm going to stick with this because I know what's right. I know that my eventual actions are going to save many, many more lives. So, yes, I'm willing to sacrifice a squad of six men because of how many lives we'll save. How many stories like this do we know? How many movies get made about people like this? Versus how many movies get made about people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who don't know where they stand because their resolve depends on who's in office or what the politics are of the day. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. KJRadio.com. I hope you get this on demand. You tell other people about the program. Because, you know what? It's a waste of time otherwise. We've got to make sure that a generation of kids understands what it means to be a conservative. Nothing wrong with who we are and what we do. In fact, it's quite right. I don't want to get all musical, but if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Oh man. It's always funny because my producers, they don't know half the song references I make. You cherins, you youngsters, you snowflakes. We're going to talk about snowflakes later in the broadcast. Something the Rock said. Loving you is wrong. As they said in, what was it, the movie with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. Arsenio Hall is acting as the preacher. Oh, man. See, I said earlier, Democrats have a serious problem because they don't know why they fight. Democrats fight. Just somebody comes to them and says, hey, today we're going to fight over this issue. And they go, okay, great. They go, we're going to fight over the border, the seriousness of what's going on at the border, and the fact that there's a shutdown because Donald Trump wants to build a wall. And he's saying that, you know, they shouldn't be sending these kids thousands of miles to come to our sovereign territory. And we've got to make sure that countries understand that we are sovereign territory. And you know, it's just not right. And somebody goes, but isn't that what Barack Obama said in 2014? You, sir, need to shut up. Someone get rid of him. Get him out of the room. You know, but wait a minute. I'm just asking a question because, in 2014, we were fighting for this. We understood it. We didn't want these kids to be separated because they were coming making this trek. And the president at the time said that we needed to protect our border. It presented a crisis. Oh, well, so what? Times have changed. What's changed? I'd ask any leftist listening to the program, please explain to me what's changed. What's changed about America? We have people who pay taxes. They are citizens of this country. Their money is what funds everything. We have a government that works for us. And then we have representatives who say, no, 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 we don't work for you. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to protect you. We can protect the people at the border. We will protect drug dealers, terrorists, sex traffickers, gangbangers, and, oh, don't forget, children being separated from their parents over you, and also over the people who legally want to get into this country, and they don't give a rat's behind what you think about it. And you wonder why Trump goes, this is crazy. This is crazy. Trump knows what he's fighting for. Morehe Ushiba said this, a true warrior is invincible because he or she contests with nothing. Defeat means to defeat the mind of contention that we harbor within. And let me translate that for you. For Trump, there is no fight here. This is about right versus wrong. He's not fighting against the left. He's like, he finds them laughable. There's no fight here. He doesn't have a contest. For him, this is no contest. This is the inevitability of what he must do. Let me put it in ways that maybe it'll help you understand it even better. You're a mother or a father, and somebody threatens your child, like to kill him or whatever. You're willing to jump in front of the bullet. You're willing to fight to the death to protect your child. You want to know why? There is no contention. There's not a contest. There's nothing to even think about when it comes to the fight. That's what Donald Trump has on his side. The mind of contention that we harbor within is what the Democrats have, not us. We understand right versus wrong. We understand why we're asking for this, and it's not mean-spirited against anybody.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a huge announcement regarding the United States and Turkey.
I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump, and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. Turkish side will pause Operation Peace Spring in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says schools will be canceled in Chicago until the ongoing teacher strike is resolved. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The border wall. That's the reason for the shutdown, right? Yeah, the border wall. Trying to protect American citizens and having to take a stance against the very people who are supposed to be protecting American citizens. That's what President Trump is doing. Now, people can say, he's shutting down the government. No. The people who are not allowing him to do his constitutional right, I mean what he takes is the oath of office, I should say, to protect the citizens of the United States is not being allowed. So he's saying, I take drastic measures to do my job. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Making sanity out of leftism as best I can. There's no way to do it, I'll be honest with you. Don't try this at home, people. It's dangerous work. Yeah, the Democrats don't care about your safety. I love how they always say, we really care about border security, but we do nothing.
We care about border security, but we allow them to come in and we give them sanctuary. We release them back onto the streets. We don't want ICE to detain them in any way. And if you sue them, we allow them to sue you back even harder. But we protect, we believe in border security.
Wow. Give me your record, Democrat. I would call the show. KJRadio.com, so you can get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. I know you're listening. Call the show and debate me on your level of border security and what we've done over the last whatever number of decades, since the time of Reagan. And Reagan screwed it up. Oh, yeah, I said it. One of my idols, Ronald Reagan, he screwed up immigration. He believed the Democrats when they said they would stop bringing people in mass, because if you just do these certain things for us, you give to us, we'll give you back. They never give back. That's what Democrats do. They take, 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 and they promise, oh, we'll help you. When I tell you what, as soon as I'm doing good, I'll be able to help you. They're just never doing good. Hi. I'm just telling you, don't believe them. It is a lie. And what's funny about it, Donald Trump's making his speech. And maybe he made it. I don't know. I don't watch network TV much anymore. And what do they want to do? The networks go, well, we need to maybe not even publicize this speech. You know why they wouldn't publicize Obama's speeches towards the end of his career? Because nobody cared. Nobody paid attention. It wasn't good for ratings. If they put Trump on NBC, CBS, any of these regular fake news channels, people will watch it. But you know what the debate is? Do we give up, you know, this big market share? Or, you know, what happens? That's what the debate is for them. Because there is no debate. They don't want his message out there. Over and over. Network by network. And what's funny, all the political pundits are saying, we shouldn't broadcast this. It would be like letting propaganda spread. Propaganda.
A man who says, we need to build a barrier, a wall, I don't care what you call it, we need to build this in order to keep people from streaming over here willy-nilly and killing folks. I saw a tweet, Dennis Michael Lynch actually said, and look, I don't care about Sean. I mean, I like Sean. We're friends and everything. But, well, I say that. We're acquaintances. Because, boy, once Fox puts you on the blacklist, pardon the pun, you know, none of them talk to you. But Dennis Michael Lynch said, Sean Hannity used angel parents, people whose kids were killed by illegals, used them to get ratings. And I'm saying, he didn't use them to get ratings. He used them to tell their story. And Dennis Michael Lynch goes, you and President Trump should be ashamed of yourself. No, Dennis Michael Lynch, you should be ashamed of yourself. I wish we could get every person impacted negatively by illegal immigration in any way, shape, or form. And you know what you'd have? You'd have millions of Americans that are telling horror stories. And Dennis Michael Lynch is joining with the left in this? Are you kidding? These people are deranged, folks. And here's Don Lemon who suggested they should screen what Trump says before they hear it. And Cuomo at least makes some sense out of it. Here it is.
Do you think it should be, I don't know, a delay of some sort? And then you can, because people believe it. People, the president will say what he has to say. People believe it, whether the facts are true or not. I guess that's a chance you take with any president, but
yeah.
this one is different. And then by the time the rebuttals come on, we've already promoted propaganda, possibly, unless he gets up there and he tells the truth.
He has his right to make the argument to the American people.
I mean, that's the level that leftists are willing to go. There are people discussing, how do we limit his ability to speak about this issue. Now, let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about, because Lemon says, unless he gets up there and tells the truth. What has Donald Trump lied about with the border? What has he said that's a lie? It's funny. There are still people fact-checking and counting the so-called Trump lies because they think it's going to do. What happens? Do you get to a certain number and get a prize? And what is a lie? When everything you believe is wrong, how do you judge the lie? In other words, if you live among thieves, the man who doesn't steal is a bad guy. You don't get it. If you live among thieves, you don't understand why this guy won't be a thief. He is crazy and deranged in your idea. Look, folks, it's like a person who grows up in an abusive environment. He goes out into the real world. He doesn't see the abuse. He goes, what's wrong with these people? And you know what that person seeks out? Abusers or people who understand abuse. And they can go to them like a radar. There you are. Come here, woman. You're used to getting your butt whooped. So come on in with my life so I can give you what you're used to. And that becomes the new norm. And then they get together, have kids. Those kids see the violence in the cycle, and it continues. And what Donald Trump has done is he's interrupted the abuse. He says, hey, that's not the way life works. The abuse that's been occurring that I just described, that's us people. We're the ones being abused. We're the people who every single day, the very people that we think love and care about us, that we elect, that we send to Washington, D.C., they get up in the morning demanding, wondering, well, how did you sleep in? Why is my breakfast not ready? And before they head off to go do their fun, they beat our butts, send us off to go prostitute on a corner, come home, demand our money, wonder why the food isn't made and the kids aren't taken care of, and we go, we want some more. Can you give us some more? That's what we do. We're sick. And it took somebody to come in and break the cycle of abuse. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better be supporting Donald Trump. He says he's got more support over the border wall than anything. And I'm not even going to play it now because I want to play it in contrast. In the next segment, I want to play it in contrast to what the Democrats are saying. Just telling you,
We got these guys right where we want them. It's gotten so desperate, Adam Schiff blamed the Tea Party for government shutdowns. Check out this clip.
We cow this continual process that was really modernized by the Tea Party, that if I don't get what I want, if I don't get what I don't have the votes for, if I don't get what the country doesn't want, I'm just going to shut down the government. If you reward the president with that kind of tactic, Jake, then we're going to see every year the president shutting down the government, and we just can't afford to do business that way.
So after I saw that, one of my buddies who's a big-time politico, you know, worked for the Bush administration, Bush won. And anyway, he tweeted, there have been 23 government shutdowns since 1976. 17 of those 23, the House was controlled by Democrats. And six of them, Democrats controlled both the White House, both the House and the White House. So in other words, the Democrats are better at shutting down the government than anybody. The last government shutdown was Barack Obama, and it was over Obamacare. So these guys, very disingenuous. But what's funny about it, the Tea Party has been pretty much non-existent over the last couple of years. And in the time of a government shutdown, what does Adam Schiff do? He goes to the dog whistle of Tea Party, thinking it's going to bait the, oh, that nasty old Tea Party. Well, why not, let's go bring up the Tea Party racist again. You know, let's talk about that. That's just, this is a level of desperation. And here's what I'm going to prove to you. I'm going to prove to you here in a minute that the Democrats know their position is it's a losing position. And I'm going to juxtapose what they say to what Donald Trump says. And then I'm going to pose to you why this whole fake news thing has come up. I want you to, I guess what I'm saying is this. We now know how to listen. We now know how to discern the truth from the lie. I don't know how you feel about Trump. I know Donald Trump has a way of sort of making things bigger than what it is, and it appears that he's lying because it's the best ever. It's the greatest. But what, and if you just take away that bit of hyperbole, the guy pretty much tells you exactly what he's going to do, and he does it. And I want you to listen to the Democrats here in a bit, and I want you to tell me your thoughts on what you heard from them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Almost everybody in the room, I don't want to say everybody, believes that shutting down government is a stupid public policy. It puts 800,000 people who work for the federal government at risk, and it puts millions of people who rely on the federal government on a daily basis at risk. We are going to propose tomorrow a bill that has gotten the support of the Senate and the House.
But the White House says it's a non-starter, sir, so why move forward?
Because that is our responsibility as a co-equal branch of government to do that which we think is right. We hope he will compromise. He ought to compromise. We are for border security, but we are also for operating the people's government in an effective fashion.
The bottom line is very simple. At our last meeting, the president said, I am going to shut the government down. They are now feeling the heat. It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown. Today we gave them an opportunity to get out of that and open up the government as we debate border security. And to say to them, because he says he won't sign it and use the government as hostage, we should just give in. The American people don't want that. That's bad for our country, and that's not the way to govern.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Got a question for you. Who do you think these people go to when they talk about the experts? I played a clip from Chuck Schumer the other day where he says, the border wall will do nothing to help. All the experts say that. And I asked a simple question. Who are they? Name the experts. Can we get these experts to come on TV and go, no, walls don't help? Interesting. Because I'll tell you, I've told you my quick little story about I didn't even jump a fence. I couldn't even go over a fence to go on a baseball field so I could do some training with one of my sons. I don't know how you feel about a wall, but when I see one, I don't immediately go, how am I going to get over this? I go, wow, let me go see if I can find a legal entrance and is it open? And if it's not open, I pretty much walk away. It's a deterrent. If that wall isn't there, I'm going straight through. I don't care if it's a wall around a park, you know, something that an obstruction. You walk around it, generally speaking, and find another way. Most people don't jump a fence, cut through, jump a fence on the other side, and go through. They just walk around. Walls, it's proven. And what cracks me up is the Democrats pretend that they can sell us on the idea that putting up a fence, a barrier, a wall, whatever you want to call it, does nothing. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd really like to know what you think of a wall or a barrier. Does it hinder you in any way? Let's just say for the sake of discussion, there's a wall somewhere. I'm talking about an enclosed thing. And somebody, 100 people approach the wall. How many of them actually scale the wall? Just as a general, from a general perspective. You guys got, you want to throw in, I mean, you want, okay, so you want to go 80, my producer goes, oh, the old 80-20 rule. No, I don't even think 20 of them go over it. I think maybe 2. But for the sake of this discussion, let's say it is 20. What did the other 80 do? They didn't do it. So if you could stop 80% of the illegal flow coming into America by building the wall, wouldn't you do it? See, this is common sense. This is not rocket science. Now, using it to shut down the government. The left, and I want to go through everything these guys said. It's stupid public policy, is what he said. Shutting down the government. Maybe so, but it has been done before. Did any of the people that said it is stupid government policy to shut down the government over Obamacare say it when Barack Obama did it? Did they say that? No. They said nothing. The Democrats were all for shutting down the government at that time. And Barack Obama was so hell-bent on getting Obamacare that he shut down the government. And the Republicans caved. Well, guess what? Turnabout's fair play. So what does Steny Hoyer say? 800,000 government people are at risk. They're not at risk of anything. They won't lose a dime. When the government reopens, they get all their money. From what I'm told, they're getting their paychecks now. Then, as I jokingly talked about earlier, he says, millions of people who rely on the government daily are at risk. At risk for what? Look, go 1 degree of separation, tell me, call the show, let me know who's impacted. Go 2 degrees of separation. I'll put it to you this way. I know of one family, I've talked to them, they couldn't get their IRS documents for a loan. And they went, who cares? I can't tell a single story of anybody else that's been impacted by the government. Not one. People know I'm in politics. My entire family are Democrats. Not a single one of them has called me up and said, Kevin, that Donald Trump shut down the government, man, this is impacting my check. I didn't get this or that. Nothing. Go 2 degrees of separation. Do you know of somebody that knows of somebody? Give me your government horror story. I'm going to make you a bet. I don't think you have one. So what they've done now, the Democrats proposed a bill that they knew Donald Trump would reject. And the reporters are going, why are you sending a bill that the White House is telling you up front is going to be rejected?
Because it's our duty. It's what we're supposed to do.
No, you're supposed to send a bill that you think he would be willing to compromise on. Right? But they don't, because they want to do political maneuvering. They picked the wrong dude to do this with. Because Donald Trump is going, I'm not political maneuvering. If you don't send me a bill that funds my wall, I'm not signing it, and the government will stay closed. But then it gets good. Because the guy goes, we hope he will compromise. We are for border security. I've already laid out the gauntlet. Democrats don't give a crap about border security. They rely on border insecurity. When they tell you what they want, they don't want it. But now it gets good because Chuck Schumer jumped in and he says, bottom line is simple. The president is feeling the heat. Now I'm going to ask you a question, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you really believe that the president is feeling the heat? He's got no election coming up. Poll numbers are, I don't even think he cares. Do you really think he's feeling the heat? Let me let you hear what President Trump said.
And I just wanted to explain to folks that I'm with on the dais, people I've known very well over the last 2 years, people that have been extremely supportive of what we're doing on the border. They're tough. They're smart. They think. They love our country. They have every quality. And I'll tell you what, I really know them well, and they have the kind of qualities that we need in our country. And they've done a fantastic job at the border. It's ICE and it's Border Patrol. And a man who's really become a friend, in a sense, Brandon, I will say this, Brandon Judd has been a stalwart in terms of justice for people, in terms of fairness, and in terms of the toughness you need. You have some pretty tough situations. It doesn't get much tougher. So I just want to thank Brandon and all of the folks. I'm going to have them introduce themselves right now and also say a few words about the wall, about, you can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good. The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier. I have never had anything like it in terms of calls coming in terms of people writing in and tweeting and doing whatever they have to do. I've never had this much support, and we've done some things that, as you know, have been very popular.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to go back to what Chuck Schumer said. He said, we gave them the opportunity to get out of that because he says the president's feeling the heat. He says, gave him the opportunity to get out of his crazy ideas and debate border security. He says, American people don't want the government shut down and they don't want the wall, is what he's trying to tell you. And let me tell you what Chuck Schumer is telling you. American people do want the wall. Chuck Schumer wants a debate with the president because he needs a way out. I want you to, when you hear these guys, you got to think opposite. That's the only way to understand them. You must think opposite. Okay? So President Trump comes on, the guy who coined the term fake news, and he says to you, I have never received more support from people than I'm receiving right now on this issue. Who do you believe? Do you believe the left who want to tell you that 800,000 people are at risk, millions are dying on the vine, and they've given him a reasonable proposal, and he won't compromise, and he's feeling the heat? Or do you believe the guy that says, I made you a campaign promise, I haven't broken any thus far, and I'm not about to start?
This is
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.